Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like going home. Lord, I feel like going on. Though trials come, they come on every hand. I feel like going on. Amen. How many feel like going on? Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. We bring you greetings from World of Faith Outreach Ministry, where the bishop is Bishop Kevin Boss, Apostle Boss. I am the pastor, Pastor Kimberly Boss. Amen. Sending you much love. Amen. From World of Faith Outreach Ministry. Thanking God. Amen. For you and you and blessing you this morning. Amen. Just to get up and be faithful to hear the word of God. Amen. You know, we ought to want to hear the word of God. The Bible said meditate on the word day and night. Don't forget to let the book depart out of your mouth. Every day the word of God is supposed to be coming out of our mouth. Amen. We are supposed to be meditating on it. Amen. We should let it simmer in us. We should let it just marinate in us. Amen. But now we're getting ready to get, amen, to the rich part of the word. Amen. Glory be to God. And that is, we're coming from the book of Numbers. We're coming from the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. The book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. And it reads, so all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? Now here was God bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt. And they began to cry, amen. They began to lift up their voice. Amen. This is the congregation, the people, amen, of Israel, the children of Israel that was brought out of Egypt. And they were saying, Lord, we should have just died in the wilderness. They were saying, we should have just got killed by the sword. And said, you know, even our wives and our children, you know, they become victims. And we feel like we was better off in Egypt. And that was the land where the children of Israel were slaves, amen, to the Egyptians, amen, where they made them do hard tasks and made them build them houses and made them build them pyramids. And they made them, amen, probably cook for them and do their fields and plant for them and do everything, amen, they should be doing and have their own, amen. And see, that's the way we are. We want, amen, to be in slavery to sin. Amen. We want to go out here in the world, and we want the world, amen, to advertise us. And the world, amen, makes and molds us, amen. He told us, don't be what? Conformed with this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. We let the world conform us. That means the world is shaping, it's making and molding some of us. Amen. And our minds should be what? Be transformed in the mind of God. He said, let this mind that's in Christ Jesus be in you. And how do you transform your mind is that you read the word of God. Amen. Let it transfigure your mind. Let it shape, make it mold your mind. It'll mold your spirit. Amen. Your inner man, amen. Because the word of God, amen, is rich, amen. It's rich in what? Favor. It's rich in life. Amen. It's rich in forgiveness. Amen. It's rich in love. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those just tuned in, we're at Numbers, the 14th chapter. We're now at the 4th verse. So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. Now they wanted to go back to Egypt. They didn't want Moses to be over them no more. So they said, let us go pick us out a leader. He done brought us out here. We're going to end up dying. Amen. We're going to fall victims out here in this wilderness. Amen. We had a better up in Egypt. And that's the way the devil has people feeling once they get saved. They feel like, well, I didn't go through this when I wasn't in the church. I had this, I had that. See, that's the devil. Amen. He wants to see, amen, amen, that you love him more than you love God. Because the Bible says, what profit a man to gain his whole world and lose his soul? You didn't carry nothing in, you ain't carrying nothing out. Amen. And a lot of times people feel like, well, when I was in the world, you know, I had money. When I was in the world, I didn't have these sorrows. I didn't have this pain. But see, that's the trick of the enemy. Amen. Even God told us, he said, to reign with him, we're going to suffer with him. Amen. Glory be to God. But Jesus died a cross alone, let all the world go free. Everybody's got a cross to bear. That means you're going to have to go through something just like Jesus, he went through something. But one thing about God, he said, cast your cares upon me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. You can cast your cares upon Jesus. Amen. You can give him your burdens. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the one going to help you carry, amen, the load. Amen. Hallelujah. The one that will never leave you. The one that will never forsake you. Amen. The one that will be with you even until the end of the world. Those just tuned in with Numbers, the 14th chapter, and we're now at the 5th verse. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. Sixth verse. 14th chapter of Numbers, that 6th verse. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke, 7th verse, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land we passed through to spy out is exceedingly a good land. They went out and they spied out a land. See, God already promised them a land of milk and honey, and he'd already sent Caleb. Amen. And he already sent Joshua, amen, to spy out the land. And they was wondering, why y'all complaining? Why y'all talking like this? I have seen the land that God promised us. It's good land. Amen. And that's what God tried to show us. He said, I got some place good for you. He told us, he said, you know, he told us, don't be afraid. He told us, let not our hearts be troubled. He told us that in my father's house are many mansions. He said, you know, if it wasn't so, he wouldn't tell us. He said, where I'm going, you going. He's going to prepare a place for you. Amen. So we got to remember what the word of God says. Amen. A lot of times people don't have the word hidden in their heart that they might not sin against God. That's what David told us to do. The word is not hidden in your heart. That's why you are sinning against God. Amen. You're not meditating on the word day and night. Amen. You're not letting it, amen, go in the inward parts. You don't want the truth in the inward parts. Amen. Glory be to God. We're so busy looking on the outside of ourselves, trying to make it all looking good and prepped up and smelling good. But we need to have the inside smelling good. Because some of us, we rotten in our bones. Amen. We're sticking to God's nostrils. Amen. Because the sin that's in our life. Amen. We bring it up the outside of the cup, but the inside of the cup is not clean. Amen. God clean from the inside out. Amen. He gonna start at the heart first. Amen. That's why he said, man, look on the outside. He said, but I look at the heart. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitfully wicked, and who can know it? Amen. God made the heart. He know it. Amen. Glory be to God. We need to stop using that scripture where God knows my heart. He sure do know your heart. He said in Jeremiah 17, chapter 9, verse, the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things, and who can know it? Hallelujah. Nobody knows it but God, because he made the heart. Amen. He made the heart, and he can change the heart. Like David said, created me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those just tuned in, we're in Numbers, the 14th chapter. We're now at the 7th verse. It says, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land we passed through to spy out is exceedingly good land. 8th verse. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Amen. Glory be to God. Numbers 14. Now we're at the 9th verse. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. This was Joshua and Caleb telling the people of God, the Israel people, the Israelites, God's people. He brought you out of Egypt, and he got a land that looks good, a good land. He told you, don't. They told him, don't rebel against the Lord. Don't fear those people, for they are our bread. I mean, y'all the one, y'all going to be over them. They're not going to be over you. Amen. He said they don't have no protection. Their protection is gone. God is with us. Don't fear them. That's why the Bible said don't fear what man can do to you. Only he can destroy the what? the body. But God said he can destroy both the body and the soul. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For we were fearfully and wonderfully made after God's own image, God's own likeness. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For God has the power to put, amen, amen, in us in hell if he wants to. Amen. Glory be to God. But man can only destroy that body. But the soul, amen, belongs to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're still at the 14th chapter of Numbers. And now, amen, we're at the 10th verse. It says, all the congregation said to the stone with them, said to stone them with stones. Now, the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the meeting before all the children of Israel. Now, this was the congregation saying, stone them with stones, telling the other Israelite, the other people of God, to stone Caleb, amen, and Joshua with stones. Now, we're at the 11th verse, 14th chapter, 11th verse of Numbers. Then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? Then this is what the Lord said to Moses. He said, these people is rejecting me. He said, you know what? He said, they don't even believe me. He said, I done showed them signs and I done showed them wonders. Amen. This was God showing them a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. This is what God was doing for his people. He gave them manna from heaven. He gave them quail for meat to eat. Amen. Glory be to God. He sent all them plagues, amen, to Pharaoh to tell him to let his people go. Amen. Glory be to God. And they still didn't believe. Parted the Red Sea, let them walk on dry land. And Pharaoh and all his army, his great chariots were drowning in the sea. And they still didn't believe God. Seeing the miracles. Seeing what God could do. Amen, hallelujah, and still murmuring and complaining. Same way we doing now. God then put among us signs and miracles and wonders. He showed us what he can do, and we still complain. We still ain't doing right by God. Hallelujah. Those just tuned in Numbers 14 chapter. We're now at the 12th verse. I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them. I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. God said he will strike those people. He told Moses this. He said, I'll make a people mightier than them. He's going to disinherit them. They weren't going to be his people no more because they was talking about God. They was coming up against him. They didn't believe what he could do when he just showed them what he could do. They still was murmuring and complaining. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Look at the 14th chapter. Of Numbers 13 verse. And Moses said to the Lord, then the Egyptians will hear it, for by your might you brought these people up from among them. 14 verse. 14 chapter, 14 verse of Numbers. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, the Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face. And your cloud stands above them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He was telling me, saying, Lord, the Egyptians are going to hear about how that you, amen, how you brought them out of Egypt. They're going to know that you're the one that you gave them a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And look, 15th verse, 14th chapter of Numbers, 15th verse. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, 16th verse, because the Lord was not able to bring this people to the land which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. This is what Moses was pleading to God for the people, while they was murmuring and complaining against God, while they was coming up against the signs and wonders that he showed them. And he told them, he said, they're going to be saying, he said, the Egyptians are going to hear, and they're going to be saying, you know what? The Lord, amen, he killed his people, amen, because, you know, he couldn't give them what he promised them, you know. And he was letting them know they're going to be talking against him. Well, why would, it's more like, well, why would you bring them out, and then why would you, you know, kill them? And so Moses was letting them know that the Egyptians was going to be speaking against him, saying he couldn't promise what he promised them. So he went on and let them die out there in the wilderness. And see, that's the way people be thinking, too. They think like, oh, yeah, they out here now. They talking about God, this and God, that. But soon as something happens, and we sit up and we deny God with these people, we don't have faith, amen, and we let the enemy talk against our head, we go back out there to the world, amen, and they be like, well, you know what, God, why'd you let this happen to me? God, why'd you let that happen to me? No, it's not God's will, amen, that any should perish, but he said, but have everlasting life, amen, that's God's will. Amen. He made hell for the devil and his angels. Amen. We got to have faith. When God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. His words now we're going to return to him void. Jeremiah said he's watching over his word to perform it. It's prospering a thing that he already sent it out to do. And so this is what Moses was pleading to God for him, to the Lord, because they was murmuring, complaining against God. And then they're talking about stoning Joshua and Caleb. Amen. Hallelujah. We're now at the 14th chapter of Numbers still, and we're going to the 17th verse. And now I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering, 18th verse, and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. 19th verse of the chapter, 14th chapter of Numbers, 19th verse. Pardon the iniquities of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even unto now. Here was Moses praying a prayer to God, telling him that he was long-suffering, that he had abundant mercy, that he had forgiven iniquity and transgression from the people, and that he had visited, he's not clearing them from being guilty, but he visited their fathers on the generation to the third and fourth generation, and that he pardoned their iniquities. And he said, I pray according to the greatness of your mercy, the way you've forgiven this people from Egypt even unto now. He letting them know they've been doing stuff against you back before then, but Lord, you can forgive them even up to now, God. I'm praying, Lord, pardon their iniquity, Lord Jesus. Lord, have mercy on these people, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And see, that's where we have a man of God standing in the gap for us. They are, amen, interceding to God for you. And that's what Moses was doing for these people. He was interceding for God because God told him that he was going to disinherit the children of Israel because they were murmuring and complaining against God. They wanted to stone, amen, Joshua, amen, and Caleb, amen, because they went and were saying how great the land was that God had gave them. And it was good, and they told him, don't fear. Fear nothing, because God was with them, amen. But they wanted to go back into Egypt. They wanted somebody else up over them, and that's the way a lot of people do. They want to go get somebody up over them and don't care about them. They get ministers, amen, that only they're like howling. They care about the money. They don't care about the soul. Long as you're paying them to preach, amen, they'll preach what you want them to preach. They don't preach what you need to hear. They preach what you want to hear. Amen. And there's a difference from preaching what people need to hear and what they want to hear. Amen. A lot of times preachers preach because they don't want to stop certain ones from paying big tithes. They don't want certain ones to stop coming to their church. Amen. Glory be to God. But here, amen, was Moses pleading to God, saying, amen, don't destroy, because they're going to say that you couldn't do what you said you were going to do for these people. Amen. That was going to, you know, make you look like, you know, you're a God that said that you can't do what you say you were going to do. So here was Moses pleading the cause for the children of Israel. Amen. He said, pardon their iniquities. He said, you great in mercy. You know, he let them have great his mercy was. Amen. To forgive them. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're still at 14th chapter of Numbers, and we're now at 20 verse. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. And God did pardon them because of what? Moses. Moses was pleading their case to the Lord. Still at 14th chapter of Numbers, we're at the 22nd verse. Because of all these men who have seen my glory and signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness have put me to the test, now these 10 times have not heeded my voice. God said, I showed you 10 times There was the plagues of Egypt. That's what a lot of people call when he called the plagues that he sent to Pharaoh when he was letting the blood turn into water and he let the lice come and the frogs and all that other stuff that God allowed to come, amen, in the land of Egypt on Pharaoh when he's telling him to let his people go. He said now, he said, I done showed you my signs and wonders 10 times. You done put me to the test. That's what God told him. He said 10 times. He said, you seen my glory, you seen my signs, you saw what I did in the wilderness. Now you done put me to the test now, even these 10 times. And still have not heard what I'm saying to you. They seen the plagues of Egypt and still did not heed to the word of God. We're still in Numbers. We're now at the 23rd verse. They certainly shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it. And God let them know he forgave them, but he let them know you're not going to see the land I swore to your fathers. See, he swore to them a land of milk and honey. He said, and anybody that rejected me, they're not going to see me. So we don't realize when we be rejecting God, we're rejecting the promises that he, you know, promised to do and give us, amen. So there was the people of God that Moses pleaded to God for them, amen, and told them how great, amen, his mercy was, how abundant it was, amen, and that, you know, he didn't want the enemy, which the Egyptians, to be going saying, well, God, you brought these people out here for months, but now you can't even, amen, do what you said you was going to do for them. What kind of God are you? And see, that's where the enemy want God to look, because we make God look like that by us murmuring and complaining, by us, amen, forfeiting on what we're supposed to do. The promises don't be forfeited from God. It be forfeited from us because we disobedient. The Bible tells us, amen, that there is, amen, you know, God, he'll love you unconditionally, but there's conditions behind his blessings. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, choose whom you serve this day. You be disobedient, you're not going to get the blessing of God. But when you're obedient, that's what brings the blessing of God upon you. We're still at 14th chapter of Numbers. We're now at the 24th verse. It says, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring it to the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Now, he said, because Caleb, he did fully what I asked him to do. He believed fully in me. He said, now his people are going to get to see it, his descendants. They're the ones that's going to end up seeing it. Amen. They're going to inherit it because of him. Look at the 25th verse. We're now still in Numbers 14, chapter 25th verse. Now, the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow, turn and move out into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. 26th verse. And the Lord spake to Moses and Aaron, saying, 27th verse, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Now, people don't realize when they was making that complaint against Moses, they was making that complaint against God himself. He said, this evil congregation, how long? Amen. How long? He said, well, I bear with this evil congregation. He said, they making complaints against me. Look at the 28th verse, 14th chapter, Numbers 28th verse. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. 29th verse. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in this wilderness. All of you who were numbered according to your entire number from 20 years old and above. God let them know they're going to find your bodies in the same wilderness that you complained to me about. And those that's 20 years old and up, you're going to find your bodies in this wilderness where you complain to me at. People don't realize wherever you complain to God at, in your sickness, in your finances, that's where the enemy going to try to destroy you at. That's where he's going to get you at. That's where he's going to make you weak at, amen. That's where he's going to tear you down at. If your money is your God, that's where the enemy going to have you at. He's going to tear you down at. He's going to make you rebel against God at. That's why you don't give like you're supposed to do. You don't do like you're supposed to do. You don't tithe. You don't give right. A lot of times you say that you're tithe, but when you leave one penny out for that makes it an offering. You got to give God his money, all of his money, amen. Not some of them, but all of them. And then when we say, amen, that, you know, we love God, amen, but he said, do you love God more than mammon? Amen. What will separate you from the love of God? It should be no height, no depth, nor things in the past, present, nor the future, or things to come separate you from God's love. With the 14th chapter of Numbers, we're now, amen, at the 30th verse. Now, except for Caleb and the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun, you shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in. He said the only ones was Caleb and the son of Caleb and Joshua. They was going into the land which he swore. Look at 31st verse. But your little ones, whom you said would be victims, I will bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. He said, now you once said that you were making our wives and our children victims. He said, now the children, he said, now since you said I was making them victims, they're going to dwell in that land. I'm not going to make them a victim. I'm not going to let their sin come upon them because of what you did. You rejected me. You complained against me. You came up against me. You saw all the signs, the miracles, and the wonders, the things that I did. He said, them 10 times you still rejected me. When I showed you, amen, how when I told Pharaoh to let you go, amen, glory be to God, you saw my glory, amen. You saw my power, amen. And long to see the glory of God, long to see the power of God, and we still reject God. We see what God can do, amen. Glory be to God. And we still, amen, harden our heart and stiffen our necks, amen. Some of us still get puffed up. Some of us still talk back. Some of us still rebellion, amen. Some of us still not walking in the things of God, in his laws and in his statutes, amen. Glory be to God. We're still not walking upright, amen. Our hearts are still not upright with God, amen. We're still walking in our own ways. We're walking in our own, amen, iniquities. We're walking in our own thoughts, amen. Glory be to God. And God said, amen, that if my people were called by my name, would humble themselves. Amen. Glory be to God. And turn and pray. He wants you to do all those things. He wants you to turn from your wicked way and pray. Amen. He said, then you could hear from heaven. He said, then I shall be your God. Then, amen, you shall be my people. He want to heal your land, amen. He want to heal everything that's around you. He want to heal your finances. He want to heal your relationship. He want to heal your marriage. He want to heal your health, amen. He want to heal, amen, your finances, amen. He want to heal, amen, anything around you, amen, that's not, amen, connected right. He wants to heal it. He wants to bring it together, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord. Look at the 32nd verse, 14th chapter number, 32nd verse. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness. God let them know that's where they're going to die at, where they complained at. And see, people don't realize where you complaining at, that's where the enemy going to strike you down at. That's where he's going to make you weak at, amen. The things, amen, that you say, amen, that you love before God. The things, amen, that you complain about. You complain about you're sick, that's why the devil's going to make you even more sicker, amen. Because he know, amen, that you don't believe God. You're not trusting God. And you done saw God do other things. And let me tell you something. God's not going to, amen, bring you in the middle of something and stop. You know what? The Bible tells us, amen, that he that will start a good work in you, he's able to complete it. God's not going to start something and then stop it. He's going to do what he said. The word is already settled in heaven. We can't change it. It's decreed. Amen. And so we got to realize, amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is talking to us, amen. And he wants us to be real in him, amen. You know, if you don't move it unless you're moving in God, amen. If don't move at all, amen. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Thinking whom he made it out. He don't care what you think. He don't care how you feel and what you say. You got to trust in God. You got to have that assurity. That means you got to know that you know that you know that you know that God is, amen. And he said he that comes unto him must believe that he is, amen. And you, he said, you must forgive. And the Bible says he's a reward to them that diligently seek him. When you seeking God, amen, God's going to reward you, amen. God's not going to hide his face from you, amen. Because Moses always sought the face of God. You know, the Bible says, you know, he spoke to Moses face to face, amen. God spoke to Moses, amen. That's why he called Moses his friend, amen. Moses was the humblest man upon the whole earth. That's the reason why God chose him to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, amen, because he knew that Moses was going to do what he told him to do. He knew that Moses' heart was right, amen. And when you got a humble heart, amen, you're going to be obedient, amen. He said he resists the proud to give grace to the humble, amen, hallelujah. A humble heart, amen. That means they'll follow the sheep, will follow the shepherd, amen. But somebody in rebellion, they'll buck up against everything you say. They got word for word. Every time you say something, they got to say something. They think they know more than those that's over them, amen. That's the reason why you will not get nowhere if you don't be a follower. To be a good leader, you got to follow. You can't follow, you ain't going to be able to lead. Amen. And let me tell you something. If you do ever lead, you're going to reap what you sow. The same way you did somebody, it's going to be going done unto you. Because you reap what you sow. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, best shall he reap. I wish I had more time to tell you, amen. Amen, what the word of God is saying, amen. But if you want to hear more, tune in, amen, next Saturday at 10 a.m. Or either come tomorrow at World of Faith Outreach Ministry, where we have our Sunday school at 10 a.m., our worship at 11 a.m., Bible study 7:15, amen, on Tuesday. Amen. We will be having our family and friends day. Amen. This Sunday, immediately after church. Amen. And we also want you to know, amen, our anniversary is the 3rd, 4th, and 6th, amen, of May. Amen. You are invited to attend. Amen. Come out and help. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. And also, amen, we will be selling, amen, having something over here, amen, to help uplift the church. We're going to be selling fish and chicken today at 421 East Hura. Amen. The apostle will, amen, be selling fish and chicken today. Amen. We're starting, amen, at 11 a.m. Amen. We thank you, amen, for your support. Come out, amen, and support the ministry. Come out and support the God that's in the man of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father. Father, we thank you for opening up doors that no man can shut. Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to speak to the people's heart this morning. Let them know, Father, that we, amen, are supposed to be as one. We're supposed to be lively stones. We're supposed to be fitly joined together. The stone which the builders reject become the chief cornerstone. Let them know, God, hallelujah, that you are, amen, looking for, amen, an obedient people, amen. You're looking for a nation that shall obey you, amen. You're looking for them, amen, to stand mighty in you, Father, to stand up and be counted for. Let them know, God, that you are our righteousness, amen. You're Jehovah Jireh, our provider, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the glory of the Lord, amen, that you're going to put on your people, amen, that the people out there in the world may see you, Lord Jesus, that they'll see the light within the people of God, those that's standing upright, those that's trying to be real in God, those that's trying to be obedient in God. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Touch them people in the bodies this morning that's listening. Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, where they're weak, Father, we ask you to build them to be strong, Lord Jesus. Father God, let them hold on, Father. Strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Open up the one's eyes that's closed, God. Open up the blinded eyes, spiritually and physically also, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch them, Lord Jesus. That person don't have a job this morning. Somebody is seeking you, Father, a closer walk with you, Father. Somebody's mind need to be regulated this morning. Somebody's heart need to be fixed, God. Hallelujah. God, we know that you can do it. You will bridge over troubled water, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Bring peace to the water, Lord Jesus. Give that person a peace of mind this morning that needs that peace that passes all understanding. Oh, God, let us hear, amen, what the Spirit said to the church. Let your sheep hear your voice and a stranger not to follow. Oh, Father, let your people get up, Father. Stop being lazy. Let them get up out of the comfort zone, Lord Jesus, and get out, Lord Jesus, and do your will, Father. In the name of Jesus. You said the harvest is ripe, but the labors are few. We ain't got but a few labors out there, God. Oh, God, send forth labors into the harvest, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let them know there's people out there waiting, Lord Jesus, to know who you are. There's people out there waiting, Lord, to hear the word of the Lord, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus. Oh, send forth your anointed, Father, to the people, Lord Jesus, that's waiting on, Lord Jesus, to hear from you, God. Oh, God, and we thank you for all these things, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And remember, I love you and you can't do nothing about it.